You are on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
One of my favorite segments because, I learn things. On the lot with Ward Cater. We do this every Tuesday and every Thursday. Good morning, my friend.
Great to be back.
Good
Beautiful
have,
sunny day.
Good to have you in here. It's a good day for shopping for cars.
Absolutely.
And you got a lot, man. I mean, you going out there, when I think back to like post-pandemic,
yes,
to where you are now, it's like night and day.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot more coming, both new and used. We're aggressively building and expanding. So it's an exciting time for us.
Can I talk about 2025s? Can I say, Ward, what's coming next year? Can I do that?
You can do that.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of secrets out there that I don't even know, but they're good about sharing. We're learning lots about the new technology. Again, technology, I just want to make sure it doesn't scare people away, because
mm-hmm.
it's really simplifying every part of the ownership, driving, safety, security, you know, the alarm systems, which we never would have talked about
mm-hmm.
2 years ago, 10
no,
years ago
no,
even.
Really.
They're becoming a lot more sophisticated. I've laughed in the last few years. I'll have especially customers and friends of mine that call, like, my alarm went off in the garage. And it's around the holiday season.
Yeah.
Well, they bought a bunch of packages, Christmas gifts,
mm-hmm.
and things shift. You know, I don't know what happens middle of night, but a bag will tip over. Well, it's so sophisticated now. They sense motion inside the vehicle.
Everywhere, yeah.
And so it'll set the alarm off in the garage or the front driveway. They think, you know, the world's ending. But yeah, everything is going in a great direction. A lot of real positive things. And it's an exciting time.
Let's talk about, if we can, kind of touch on now your mobile service too. Because
yeah.
that is just, it's innovative. It's kind of revolutionary for us up here. And it's something that is so easy.
It really is. And it's, that is the key. It's easy. Just as a reminder, we do not charge for the actual service. You just pay for what you would like done.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I talked a few weeks ago about the importance of doing the basic maintenance. Everything from things that are just a little irritating, meaning a windshield wiper, right?
Yep.
You know, we're going to get into the slush and the snow season. Instead of them screeching and pounding across your windshield, a new wiper blade will just go back and forth smoothly and deal with that slush and deal with the snow. And just as a reminder, they're really only designed to last 6 months to a year. If you think about the hot windshields they sit on all summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, on a rubber item, that's hard on anything. It'd be like us standing on asphalt all day when it's 100 degrees. It just is very difficult. And then just the usage of it,
mm-hmm.
going back and forth. You know, it's an unthankful job, right? Nobody appreciates going back and forth. So keep that in mind. At an annual, you should at least do that. Add that in with doing your filters. The interior, we have a cabin filter that's just, it's really important you replace that. When you get those weird, funky smells,
yeah.
that's the filter that's
yeah,
done its job, but it overdid it.
Cluing me into that, Ward, because every time I get in my vehicle, I'm going, okay, yeah. and you're the first person I think of.
Yeah.
Now I've got windshield wiper icks, because I won't tell you how long mine have been on there, but they've been on for a while.
Yeah,
so
and
I wasn't aware of that like 6 months to a year is probably top end.
You can leave them on for 5 years probably, but they are not going to do their job. And it's relatively inexpensive. We'd love to help you. We don't charge. Come by. We'll get them. We'll pop them on for you right on the spot. Just showing all those simple maintenance items and getting them done is just long term. It's going to hold the value, but more importantly, keep it safe and operational for you.
Well, we've covered computers and vehicles now and how many are in there.
Yes.
You know? And the thing that you've educated me on is fluids. You know, people, I mean, you know, I was in the mindset, if I just go in and get my oil changed, that's all I need to do. But there's other fluids in your vehicle that probably need some attention.
Lot of different fluids in there, depending on the vehicle, whether it's an all-wheel drive vehicle, front-wheel drive vehicle, whether it's one that has some extra trailering capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it that way. Those require different fluids and exchanges. Yeah, there is a lot to it. Again, We'd be happy to share with you what needs to be done at Vision Ford Lincoln to maintain that vehicle. It's not difficult. We just want to get you on a cadence of getting that done.
Mm-hmm.
The vehicle will last forever. It's like I learned a long time ago, over 30 years ago when I first got in the business, oil does not wear out, which is interesting. And I'm sure there's many people out there that will challenge me in first conversation. It just gets dirty.
Yeah.
So oil does not wear out. It just gets dirty. And when it gets dirty, you know, then the result is it doesn't function, mm-hmm. which makes us think it's wearing out. But if we look at our older vehicles, the tolerances weren't there. So whatever the cylinders and the pistons were banging together and creating metal shavings, transmissions were. Today, everything is so tight. The tolerance is basically zero. So we don't have the metal shavings. We don't have as many contaminants getting in there. That's why you can go 6,000, 8,000, 9,000 miles, depending on your vehicle, mm-hmm. Between oil changes. Before, the end of the world was 3,000.
3,000,
right?
Yeah. And then you really started to sweat. I remember those days.
Yeah. And the vehicles today will tell you. Keep in mind, one oil change might be at 6,000. Next might be at 7,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's typical, normal. That's to be expected. Don't worry if it's a different cadence and different mileage interval, because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. Now, let's talk about something, too. Selling vehicles. I wanted to ask you this last week, and it totally slipped my mind. It's like, how has that changed from the way people used to do it, to yeah. your sales reps, to the way they're doing it now? How much change have you seen there, Ward?
You know, it's huge. I started selling, I think, in 1992, if I remember correctly. And from back then, the process, the amount of time it took from the consumer to get through the process was 3-4 hours, sometimes mm-hmm. 5 hours.
I remember those days.
A big commitment, but it's a big purchase, so it deserves some time. Today, the consumer has so many tools at their fingertip, literally with their phones, their PCs, iPads, whatever, to do the research on their schedule. And the average customer spends over 30 days researching and looking around, and then they kind of have their thoughts straight. Now they go back and do the next layer, peel another layer of the onion back, and start looking for that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not always there, so then you have to have your mind open to some different options. So technology is definitely changed, made the buying process different. With us, we probably do 90% of our deals over the internet, meaning we'll find your vehicle, the conversations happen through texting, sometimes voice calls back and forth of some way, and then we send you the information for you to sign the documents through a DocuSign type environment.
Okay.
So you never come to a dealership. Before, right. It was mandated. It was law. We had to see your eyes. We had to compare your license to your face. A lot of things have changed. To the good.
And and technology keeping up with that.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had anybody come on the lot and said, you know, Ward, I'm not really sure what I'm looking for. I'm just looking.
Yeah. And probably literally every day. The buyers, you know, there's kind of a small group of buyers. There's the people that have to buy, meaning maybe they had a company vehicle before. Now they don't. Their vehicle just kind of gave up.
Mm-hmm.
It ran its 20-year life and beyond what it should have, and they just need to update. There's a people that need to have the latest, greatest. They want to trade every year for the latest whatever is out there. And then there's the people that just, they want.
Mm-hmm.
I want a Mustang.
Right.
You know, I want a Mach-E. I just have a desire to get something that I probably won't drive every day, but I want to get it. So those are kind of our general categories. So, yeah, the people come in with either scared to death. I haven't done this in 12 years.
Yeah.
And we want to make it easy and walk you through it. Or there's the people that come in and say, this is what I want. This is what I need to have, and I want it.
Right.
In, you know, 3 months or in the spring or something.
You had to bring up that Mustang Mach-E, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Every time you come in here, you're bringing that up. It's like kind of nudging me.
Yeah.
Each and every time. Hey, do we got a trivia question? Are we going to forego trivia? Or what
no,
do you got?
No. So here we are. So think about the Mach-E, right? You don't have to fill that with fuel. That's 100% electric. And by the way, our DC, our direct current chargers.
I was going to ask.
We're hot and we're on the air.
You're good. You're good to go. All right.
They're beautiful. Amazing. But there was a guy named Tom Ogle that invented a carburetor that absolutely got insane fuel economy. So it's a little bit of a folk hero type approach to who this guy was and what he did. At a very young age, he disappeared. I think it was somewhere around 26 years old.
Okay.
So he invented this. And again, if you read about it, there's all kinds of things on the internet where the petroleum industry wasn't a fan because it supposedly got over 100 miles per gallon with a carburetor.
Ooh.
Back in the 70s.
And he just mysteriously vanished?
And he vanished
okay.
at a very young age. So anyway, he proved it by getting a I think he was, I can't remember where he was, down in the southwest somewhere, I believe, but took a reporter on a long voyage and went to from one town to the other on 2 gallons of gas. And it was a trip that was well over 200 miles.
Wow.
And just to prove the point. So there's a lot of credible information, but there's a lot of speculation what happened.
Yeah.
But I just find that interesting. So my question to your listeners is, what was the last vehicle that was sold in the United States that still had a carburetor in it?
The last vehicle sold in the U.S. with a carburetor?
Yes. So it's a manufacturer that is very well known, will be my first hint. But they do not currently sell vehicles in the United States. They sell other types, but not automotive vehicle.
Okay.
So, yeah, this goes back. And I'll tell you another quick hint to help you along. 1994 was the last year that it was sold in the United States. So it
1994,
wasn't,
reputable car company, well-known car company.
Yep. So it's been a while, but not terribly long.
All right.
We're not talking centuries. We're talking decades, but... Yeah, so that carburetor, if you think about the evolutions we've gone through with that, with all of the transformation into our fuel economy improving, and emissions was the main thing, is the carburetor didn't deal with emissions as well as electronic fuel economy.
Right.
Or electronic fuel injection, I'm sorry. But there are a lot of benefits. When you went into the mountains, you performed. When you went into cold weather, hot weather, it performed.
Right.
Yeah, so...
We got somebody on the line here. Folks, if you haven't won anything from us in 30 days, you can certainly play this morning if you know the name of the company. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you are on the lot with Ward. Do you have an answer?
Is it a 1994 Isuzu pickup?
You found the Google, didn't you? Spot
yeah.
on. Absolutely.
Somebody Google. Well, you got $50 coming to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who am I talking to? First name only, please.
Nathan.
So 1994 Isuzu pickup was the last one to come in the United States with a carburetor on it and be sold. So interesting little tidbit.
Good work, Nathan. Just stop out Division 4. They'll have $50 waiting for you, okay?
Thank you much.
You bet.
Thank you.
Knew the answer to that while he Googled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would we be without Google?
I never would have got that. Great question.
I don't think many people would, but it's a fun little tidbit of where we've been and where we're going.
Ward, what do we wrap it up with here? I'm kind of letting you drive the ship today.
Yeah. So, again, we want to encourage everybody to come out and take a peek at our chargers. We've put in, I think, around a dozen of them.
Wow.
We have 5 of them. Actually, 6 of them are customer-facing, meaning you can use them 24 hours a day. Just come out and see how simple it is to charge your vehicle. Because, again, as a reminder, Ford Motor Company and Vision Ford, we're going to give you a free charger and help participate in getting installed in your house.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, it'll cover the full installation, but we don't know your home. But think about that. You can come home and charge your car for a significantly reduced amount compared to going to the pump. Come out and see us.
And charge it quick. Yeah, take a peek at it. Just drive one.
Yes.
And all right, my friend.
We're excited.
You should be excited. Now, I don't get to talk to you till next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to miss the day.
You're out Thursday, but next Tuesday you're going to be back. Any idea what we're going to cover?
Absolutely. You know, I've got some things in mind. I would love to hear from your listeners if there's some things they have questions on or concerns, whether it's about vehicles, the industry, maintenance, opportunity. I'd love to hear, and maybe I can help out that way too.
Oh, absolutely. And folks, I always say it, if you have any questions that you want to ask or bring into the show, definitely email us, studio@kbmwnews.com, and we can certainly take care of that. Ward Cater, thank you for stopping in, my friend. We will see you in a week.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, everybody.
You have been On the Lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the Lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with a market update. Well, soybeans down a bit as U.S. harvest rolls on, and after the Department of Agriculture said inventories jumped year over year, about 26% of U.S. soybeans harvested as of Sunday, up from 13% a week earlier and ahead of the prior five-year average of 18%. 81% of the crop dropping leaves versus 65% last week, and the average is 73% for this time of the year. In a separate report, USDA said soybean stockpiles on September 1st totaling 342 million bushels, up 29% from the same date 1 year ago, still below the 352 million bushels forecast by analysts in the Reuters poll. Numbers right now, we have December corn up 2 3/4 at 427.5. Soybeans November were down 2.5 at 1054.5. Wheat market now, Chicago, December is up 12 3/4 at 596 3/4. Minneapolis, December up 11 at 632 3/4. And Kansas City, December is up 14 at 597 3/4. We'll take a look at the livestock in the outside markets after this.
Harvest is right around the corner, and Farmers Edge Laboratories is here to support you. Did you know that every soil submission comes with prescription recommendations for free? With fast turnaround times, volume discounts, and superior quality, it just makes sense to switch to FE Labs. Visit BellLaboratories.com. That's FELaboratories.com. Or contact 888-576-6777 to learn more.
Congress is poised to pass a bill to keep AM radio in cars, but time is running out. 82 million Americans risk losing the news, sports, talk, traffic, and vital emergency information they rely on. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this bill now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text